This is a lot of record first. AR-2419.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is October 3rd, 2024. My name is Jill Foster. I'm a Marion County Hearings Officer. We have two land use cases today. The first one we'll hear is AR-24019, an administrative review application filed by Sharon K. Vaughn. If you haven't done so, please sign in, put your name and address if you're going to testify or you'd like a copy of the decision. We're going to go over the order of procedures and then we'll begin with the hearing. Go over the nature of the case, hear any preliminary objections, summarize the material in the case file. Planning Division will present its report. We'll hear any case by the applicant, hear any testimony in favor of the application, then any testimony in opposition to the application, any general comments, and then the applicant will have an opportunity for rebuttal. We'll then close the hearing unless there is a request to keep the hearing open or at least the record open to submit any additional documents. No decision will be made on this issue today. The decision will be in writing, and a copy of the decision will be sent to the applicant, interested parties, affected governmental agencies, and anyone else who requests a copy. The hearing is being recorded today. Testimony will be taken from the table in the center of the room and will be under oath or affirmation. The recording will become a part of the official record. The record in this case is a public record, and any documents that are submitted become part of the record and generally cannot be returned. If you have any documents you'd like to submit to the record, please let the other party take a look at them, give them to us. We will mark them as exhibits and make them a part of the official record. Failure of an issue to be raised in a hearing in person or by letter, or failure to provide statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker an opportunity to respond to the issue, may preclude an appeal based on that issue and may preclude it from being raised at a later time. ORS 197.7633. Failure of the applicant to raise a constitutional or other issue related to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. For a condition of approval to apply, it must be stated with sufficient specificity to enable the applicant to respond to the condition prior to the close of the final local hearing. ORS 197-7963. I've had no ex parte communication in this matter, meaning I haven't had any communication with the parties or with planning outside of today's hearing, and I've only seen what is in the case file. This matter is case AR-24019 before the Marion County Hearings Officer on the application of Sharon K. Vaughn to place a lot of record dwelling on a 25.53 acre parcel in the EFU exclusive farm use zone located at the 14,000 block of Wilco Highway Northeast, Woodburn, T5SR1W, Section 21, Tax Lot 1100. Have the applicant come forward at this time, or applicant's representative, Mr. Bickle. Before I summarize the material in the case, I'll ask the parties if there's any preliminary objections to the notice, jurisdiction, or conflict of interest.
No, none.
None.
Thank you. This case file contains the administrative review application, applicant statement, deed, staff report, public notice, notice of decision and floodplain development permit number 80-9, notification map, zoning map, request for comments from various agencies, and then the comments from those various agencies. All testimony should be directed to the subject matter of this case. The laws and provisions applicable to this case are found in Marion County Code Chapter 17.136, especially 17.136030E, the lot of record. Those are the criteria that I believe apply. If there's any other criteria that you believe apply, please let me know in your testimony. Any procedural questions before we begin?
None.
None.
Thank you. All right. We will begin with Planning Division presenting its report. Mr. Barnes, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide your mailing address.
Austin Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, address 5155 Silverton Road Northeast, Salem, Oregon, 97305, I believe.
Thank you. Please proceed.
So as stated before, the application before us today is for Sharon Vaughn to place a lot of record dwelling on a 25.53 acre parcel in the exclusive farm use zone. This is located in the 14,000 block of Wilco Highway Northeast, just east of Woodburn. The property is located on Wilco Highway, approximately 0.6 miles east of its intersection with Kona Road. The property is bordered on three sides by the Pudding River and is entirely within the 100-year floodplain. The property is currently vacant and not in farm use or any other use. The parcel was the subject of floodplain development permit 80-009 and is therefore considered a legal parcel for land use purposes. Adjacent properties in all directions are zoned exclusive farm use and are in active farm use. Many of these parcels have dwellings in range and size from a few acres to over 100 acres. I would characterize this area as, you know, a classic farming area in the Willamette Valley with various row crops, grass seed, and hay. The Marion County Soil Survey shows that the subject parcel had 96.3% high-value soils. Additionally, the Planning Department requested comments from various agencies. Those that provided comments are the Marion County Land Development, Engineering, and Permitting Department, otherwise known as LDEP. They commented about system development charges and transportation fees, as well as that ODOT has jurisdiction over Wilco Highway. Mayor Inspection Building Department commented that permits would be required to be obtained for the dwelling, any future dwelling. Marion County Septic commented that a site evaluation would be required. Woodburn Fire Department commented on fire department access. And then Oregon Department of Transportation, or ODOT, commented that they have reviewed the proposal and have no issues with the dwelling. And if the applicant needed to occupy any right-of-way for utility work, that they could contact ODOT about that permit. Moving on to the staff's finding and analysis, this is a lot of record dwelling qualified for in the EFU zone. There's various criteria that the applicant would have to meet. Some of the larger criteria are that they've owned in their family or in their own private ownership this parcel since January 1st, 1985, which they have. The parcel also could not have previously or at this time included a dwelling, which it does not. The parcel additionally was not a part of a tract in November 4th, 1993, and no dwelling existed on that tract. Therefore, it further qualifies for a lot of record dwelling. But I really want to kind of get to the meat of the analysis, which is the 2,000-acre study performed by their applicant, Mr. Bickle. And I just want to read a little bit right out of my findings here, that the applicant submitted a cumulative impact analysis with a 2,000-acre study map that was provided by Marion County Planning. The purpose of the analysis is to determine whether the proposed dwelling would force a significant change in or significantly increase the cost of farm or forest practices on surrounding lands. The first portion of this is addressed in Marion County Code 17137030, subsection D, subsection 11, subsection A, subsection 2. The applicant's representative has defined through the cumulative impact analysis what the broad types of farm uses are. Additionally, they have identified the number, location, and type of existing dwellings and the dwelling development trend since 1993. Their applicant representative, Mr. Bickles, also analyzed the potential for future developments of lot of record and or non-farm dwellings in the study area. On this map that we provided him, that Mr. Bickle did his analysis on, he has noted that in total there's 108 parcels in the study area. 69 dwellings were found, and after review, 39 vacant parcels were identified. 29 of those were adjacent to property in the same name with the dwelling, and so those were removed. Three of those were in public ownership, which leaves six parcels for further review. Four of those parcels had high-value soils, and ownership was transferred out of the family after January 1st, 1995. This leaves two parcels for potential future dwelling development, including the subject parcel that could qualify for homes. So if this application were to be approved, there is only one other dwelling in the study area that could be approved. This is all to say that approving this dwelling and potentially one more dwelling within this 2,000-acre analysis would not have a detrimental impact to farming on the area. Staff and the applicant have concluded that the 2,000-acre study is sufficient to show that adding this dwelling would not be a detriment to the carrying capacity of the soils or the land in the area. It would also not be a detriment to the farm uses in the area and or other residential uses in the area. Additionally, would not exceed the carrying capacity of the road and the roadway system in that area. Marion County Planning recommends approval for this application, and if Marion County Hearings Officer were to approve this application, the conditions of approval that we recommend are that they shall obtain any permits required by the Marion County Building Inspection Division. They'll meet any requirements of development in the EFU zone. We'll notify the county assessor that we intend to allow the dwelling for taxation purposes. They would need to record a declaratory statement acknowledging that the subject parcel is within the 100-year floodplain as well as a farm and forest zone. Additionally, any future development or grading shall obtain a floodplain development permit, or LOMA, which stands for Letter of Map Amendment, prior to any work being started. And finally, we shall provide evidence or notice to the Oregon Department of Agriculture of this dwelling. That is a requirement of the code section for a lot of record dwelling. Otherwise, staff does not find any other issues with this application, and as I said before, recommends approval. If you have any questions, I will stand for those now. Thank you.
Questions at this time? Mr. Bickle, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide your mailing address.
My name is Norman Bickle, last name spelled B-I-C-K-E-L-L. Mailing address 2232 42nd Avenue, Southeast, number 771, Salem, Oregon, 97317.
Thank you. Please proceed. I just probably any additional information you'd like to put on the record with respect to the study area and the farm impact analysis.
Yes, we've had an opportunity to review the staff recommendation and report. We have nothing really to add to that. It's very complete. We would accept the conditions of approval. And unless there are other questions, I really have nothing to add to the report.
Anything additional you want to add about what comprised this study area?
The study area is just a geographic boundary established by the planning department that identifies 2,000 acres. We did a complete analysis of that area, including all the lots and parcels and their ability to accept either non-farm or lot of record dwelling. And we found that there was only two, and one being the staff or the subject property. It's not significant to impact to any adjoining farm practices or actually to anything within the study area.
Complete report. I don't have any other questions as well. Is there any witnesses you'd like to have also speak on the record?
No, it's fine the way it
okay.
is.
Okay. And is there any testimony in opposition to the application? And does anybody have any interest in any additional time to submit anything further? Doesn't seem necessary, but give you the opportunity.
None from us.
None from applicant.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Then the hearing will close and the record will close and we'll get an order out to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.